This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just about 5:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. And next up, it's really 9% or 11%. Those are the two options available for EPF contributions, and that's what we're talking about.
That's right. So this was, of course, part of Budget 2021, with the government adjusting the statutory rate from 11% to 9% for all of next year, starting in January.
So EPF CEO Tunku Ali Zakri Alias says that this will provide members some relief since they'll have the option to bring home more of their income, and it could also help to increase domestic spending. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. There have been recent fluctuations in terms of options for how much you want to contribute to EPF. And I've always received the advice that if you can, it's best to just maintain the rate or even increase it if possible.
Yeah, I've heard that too. And I just wonder, for people who do need that boost of, cash flow on hand right now, how much of a difference would that make if they have to pay outstanding loans or have different commitments, and I guess what sort of factors would they have to consider right before they consider opting for a possible low rate? So I think there's a lot of moving pieces here, and everyone will have different things to consider.
Yeah, for me, I'm definitely sticking to the 11%. I think I'm lucky enough at this moment in time to be able to account for that. And I think more importantly, just for me personally, in terms of how I think about money, I feel like if I reduce the percentage, it's actually going to be more painful when it increases again. So it's easier to just stick to what I already know.
Yeah. So I'd have to agree with you. I am keeping mine too. But I think mine stems from fears, right, about what the government and EPF officials have been saying about avoiding those potential problems in the future once we do retire. So that's where I'm at.
So on Twitter, I believe we do have this from Roland, who says, "This reduction of EPF issue is getting ridiculous. I've lost count of how many times I've had to fill up a form to confirm that I want to maintain my old rate." And that is true, I think, because they are making the 9% a sort of standard. So if you want to maintain, you actually kind of have to put your hand up and say, listen. And again, this is not the first time that this has happened.
No, and it really speaks to, I think, the different logistical challenges everyone has been facing with all the different aids and measures that have been coming up, right, and struggling to follow up on that.
So we are going to be crossing over now to Joyce Chua, who's the CEO at Success Concepts. If you'd like to send any questions you might have on this or any kinds of considerations you're currently mulling over, call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, Joyce, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So first things first, what do we need to consider when deciding whether to lower or maintain that EPF contribution?
I think it's very simple because looking at statistics, you find that a lot of Malaysians have not accumulated enough for retirement. And retirement is getting expensive by the day simply because of inflation and currently with the COVID problem. You find that retirement planning and retirement itself becomes a distress. So my take is that we should not reduce any kind of retirement savings which is taken off from your paycheck. It should maintain at 11%. My take is also that such measures should only be an opt-in measure. That is, not everybody needs to reduce their contribution to EPF. There are some who actually don't need it. And since they have it, then they are just, they find extra money to do other things which may not be productive. So my take is that it should be an opt-in exercise. Otherwise, just leave it at 11%. If you need it for dire straits reasons, as I said before, then do that kind of option to reduce it to 9%.
Could you give us a rundown on how lowering your contribution might impact your retirement savings down the road, as well as your disposable income?
Well, I did a quick calculation that you're looking at just 5,000 ringgit income a month for a 30-year-old, and you reduce it by 2% a year. That's 1,200 a year. And over 30 years, and you just compound it over 30 years at, say, 6%, well, on the average 6% EPF, assumably that is the EPF dividend rate, and then you would have missed out about 95,000 in your retirement nest egg. So that is substantial to a lot of people. Plus, if you look at the concept of replacement income, income replacement, the other way around, income replacement is actually income that you need at retirement, and how much are you replacing your last drawn income. Now, statistics have also shown that Malaysia is only about 30%, that we're only able to replace 3% of our last drawn, when World Bank recommends at least 70%. So that's a huge gap. So if you agree to reduce your contribution, then you will find that your income replacement ratio worsens, and hence worsens your retirement lifestyle outlook.
We do have a question here from Twitter who wants to know, Nadra wants to know, can we choose to remain at 11 since they've done this before? And the short answer is definitely yes, but maybe Joyce, you can walk us through that.
Well, the default now is going to be at 9. So you need to then instruct your HR to increase it back to 11. I mean, increasing your EPF contributions is really entirely up to you. You can even increase it to an amount that is even higher than 11%. So talk to your HR, get the changes done, just like before when we had a reduction to 7%. And I've often advised EPF members to go back to the HR, do the changes, but it takes a bit of effort. So that's why I mentioned I'd rather have it as an opt-in option, because to do something like I need to change it back to 11%, it takes effort. And that's what I call inertia. And everybody has inertia when it comes to managing your money. It's like, I'll do it another day, but then you forget it for about 1-2 years, and that's where you have not deducted as much as you would have liked it.
Right. And on the flip side then, for people who are looking to opt for the lowered rate, what advice would you have for them?
It's important that you look at how much you would have saved a year if you had kept it at 11% and decide to, one, increase it back to 11%. Give yourself a target. Because as far as money management, financial management is concerned, it's all about discipline. It's about yourself. Or sometimes they need someone to nudge them, you know, and that's what we do as financial planners. We nudge people to do certain things that they've forgotten or don't like to do. So give yourself a target as to when you want to increase it back. Alternatively, tell yourself that, say, that same example of that 5,000 ringgit a year, a month, therefore about 1,002 a year, which you would have reduced, which would have gone into EPF, but because of this, it's not saved in EPF. Then decide to find that money, you know, that you had, should have been in EPF. Find that money within your own financial life. There are many things that we waste money on, you know, unconsciously, and we don't notice this because we've not really, you know, scrutinize our financial life. So what you do is you need to scrutinize your expenses. Where can you save on? And can you make that up somewhere and then save it somewhere else? You know, so it's important that void is put back or complimented.
Joyce, thank you so much for speaking with us this evening.
You're most welcome.
That was Joyce Chua, CEO at Success Concepts, speaking to us about EPF contributions, especially because we are going to see that lowered from 11% to 9% next year. And if you want to opt out of it, as Joyce said, you are going to have to get the HR in your company to kind of make that form and application for you. So tell us, I mean, what are your biggest concerns with the EPF at the moment? Are you planning to opt to stay at 11%? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.